nothing heard there, so, yeah, I don't know, you just disappeared there, before there, so, you have to go someplace, I guess, or do something, but it looked like he was trying to connect with All-Star Node, which is good. That's why we had an open carrier on the system there. So I disconnected him, so I just wanted to let him know what was going on. But if he's in an earshot of the radio, he'll hear us. So, but anyhow, fine business on that. Maybe he's setting up QSO1, maybe, or something like that. Who knows? So you have to register an All-Star Link node number. You don't have to, but you should. One of those things. So, anyhow, what else can you tell me there, Pierre? What's on your agenda today? We did get some rain yesterday. I don't know how much. I didn't look at the rain gauge. But it was kind of like drizzling off and on. Kind of a dreary day yesterday afternoon into the evening there. So it would start up and then stop for an hour or two and then start up again and so forth. So I don't think we accumulated very much rain, but it just kind of made things difficult to do anything outside. So I might melt if I was outside there. Hi. Anyways, back to you. I'm going to go have my breakfast now, since you made me so hungry. The 5 Alpha Lima, the 5 RJM.
Yeah, roger that. Well, let me know for a fishing. I'd like just to make sure which day. So Tuesday, pretty sure. Or maybe Monday, I don't know. So, and again, let me know if you need some corn. Let me know by your... The farmer market is open tomorrow and Friday. But I don't want to buy some corn tomorrow because it's about a week, you know. So it's a little bit too long. So Friday, if I buy something for you, let me know how many do you want, and you pay me later. No problem. So put everything on my fridge, and there you go. We'll be all set. So it'll be very good corn. Not too big, not too small. That's perfect, and I love it. The corn, it looks like white and yellow all together, you know. So that's a good corn. Back to you.
Yeah, roger. Especially with all that butter and salt that you put on it. Hi. Yeah, we love corn here, or I do anyways. Michelle will eat it too, but it's not one of her favorites. But for me, I can eat corn all day long. So, yeah, it's one of those things. So, what you got planned for the rest of the day there, Pierre? I haven't quite decided what my day's going to look like yet. Back to you.
Not too much. My wife, she needed a ride to see the optometrist this morning. And I don't want to wait there because that's a crazy place and they're so busy. Not a chance. So she needs to be there at, for 8:30 appointment. And I will be back home and I said, well, give me a call and I'll pick you up. No problem. Well, it's not too much. Not too much. I have nothing to do, to be honest. That kind of weather, you never know what's going on. I don't know if it's supposed to get some rain, and now it's windy, and 10 minutes later, and no wind. I don't know what the hell's going on here. So, by the way, the gas yesterday I was mobile a little bit yesterday morning, and the gas in Skatoon is $1.56. At Costco. That's pretty good price, eh? Back to you. oil in my car and put a new filter with some Centec. So I'm good for next winter. So, September 4, I believe, or September 5, I need to see my optometrist again, just to make sure everything is good, you know. But I don't have any irritation or scratchy stuff, you know. And my eyes are so clear. Oh, my God. Well, I have a sun. I have glasses, right? So the surgeon, he says, you don't need that lens on the right side for your surgery because it will be a fake because you, your prescription for your lens is
Node 5, 1, 2, 5, 3, 7, time out.
On my lens on the left side, that's it, you know. So that's, when you're going somewhere, I saw some guys, I went to some stuff, and they said, yeah, you lose your lens. I said, no, I know, I didn't lose it, I have a cataract surgery. Oh, he said, oh, that's, I think you lose your lens, you land somewhere. That's funny, thank you.
Yeah, Roger. Well, that's got to be a change, that's for sure. Not requiring any glasses on the one eye anyways. Hopefully your next procedure goes just as well. And then you can get rid of those glasses there. Maybe you might just need some reading glasses, you know, when you're reading some fine print or whatever. But yeah, that's very impressive. My mom had cataract surgery, but she still needs her glasses, but with a different prescription now, that's all. So it's helped her too, but... Not doesn't seem like it's as good as how well it's worked for you. So I guess everybody's different when they go through that operation procedure and that sort of thing. So some people need glasses, other people don't need glasses. So it's interesting. So but at least my mom can see clearer. That shadow or whatever that was present before, so it has improved quite a bit for her, so that's good. And yeah, she ended up getting both eyes done as well, and she's over the hump there now. It's been like a year now since she had the operation, so that part of it I think is going okay. She's doesn't complain about it, so I don't usually bring it up because then I hear all about it. I don't know. Maybe I'll ask her today how her eyes are. So she went to the doctor for some annual checkup, and everything tests out good, so I'm happy for that. So, and I think she is too, so it's a relief. Back to you.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, so, that's all right. So I don't need a glass anymore after my surgery, so if you save some money. I know I'm covered. I have some plan, like, so, you know, for a prescription or lens, or sometimes you need to pay for a new frame, blah, blah, blah. So now, not to worry anymore. Just for read, that's about it. And I know Shoppers or London drugstore, they have very tiny glass lens or whatever. Going by a number 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. It's just for reading.
Node 5,
stuff, you know.
1, 2,
so I will
5,
be talking
3,
with my,
7,
about it
time out.
Next time, or maybe for my lens, you know. What about this lens that you buy at the drugstore or whatever? So do you think that's a good idea or not? You know, something I would just to make sure. So what happened about the answer? But no, I don't need a glass anymore, just for weed. That's about it. Back to you.
Well, probably about 3 or 4 weeks after you get your second diet done, then you'll probably have to go in and get the optometrist there and just get your eyes checked again and just see whereabouts you are and see if you're going to require a prescription glasses or not. So, but fine business there. That's, you took the platinum lens right out and you saved some money there already. So, that's just great. How that you're healing up very quickly and all that. So, and then you got your back surgery coming up there. You got an MRI scheduled, I think, this week or next week or when's that happening? So, that's the biggie. So, get your cataracts done before that. And then go in for the back surgery. Over.
Yeah, Roger. Well, the next cataract surgery, is on September 21st. So that's why I would like to go fishing before that. You know, just like next week or something. That will be perfect timing. And because after that, when I got my surgery on September 21st, now I don't think that's a good idea to go fishing after that. No way. And also September 23rd, I'm going for my specific MRI at the University Hospital for my spine and sciatic nerve. So after that MRI. Now, doctor sent some email for my family doctor about what's going on, if I need a surgery or not.